Hey, welcome to Beyond the Couch. I'm Dr. Christine Jehu, a coffee-obsessed, licensed psychologist and coach. In this podcast, we take conversations beyond the couch of a therapy room to explore all things high performance, personal growth, and mental health. And we do it all without the psychobabble. An important note, while I am a psychologist and we do talk about mental health here, this show is not mental health treatment and it's not intended as a substitute for mental health treatment. You'll find resources for how to find a therapist and crisis numbers in the show notes should you need them. All right, let's get into it. Oh my gosh. Hi. We are in episode 100. Technically, there's like 102 episodes out or something like that, but I think that includes the trailer and some mini unnumbered episodes. But here we are. 100 full-blown episodes of this podcast. Triple digits. I can't believe it. I absolutely can't believe it. And it almost couldn't be more perfect that it's Thanksgiving week. So much freaking gratitude. I'm so thankful that you're here. And in some ways, I can't even believe that this is real. Like, can't even believe that there's even this opportunity to get behind the mic, to put thoughts out there, share stories. It's, oh my gosh, it's incredible. And I, first off, am recording for the first time in my new office space. And there's a heck of a lot more road noise sitting in this room than I realized. So we'll see if that picks up on the sound and we will either do something about it or not and just live with it. Because when you're a one-woman show, sometimes you just roll with what you got. And I have to say that the vibes in this space that I've created are so much better than the basement. I'm not in the basement anymore. I'm in just a really bright and supportive space that energetically is aligned with me and my soul and what I'm doing here and what I'm bringing on this podcast. So that's a little bit of the behind the scenes for today. And maybe this is echoing a little bit. I don't know. I'm like critiquing it in the middle. But here we are, 100 episodes in. These are typically the things that people think about, episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4. But, you know, we roll with it and make adjustments as we go. And the dog is sitting under the desk right now. And it's so freaking cute. So if you hear some rustling or I guess he figured out that I was talking about him. Here he goes. We're just letting him free flow through the house. So I have contemplated a number of topics for this conversation today and for this episode. It is a celebration. It truly is. But one of the things, you know, as I'm thinking about people who want to get into podcasting but aren't here, I think episodes that are purely celebratory, that don't celebratory and reflective, but don't have a lesson to them, I think it scares people away. And so certainly I'm celebrating, but honestly, we are just freaking getting started. Just getting started. And if you saw my I'm recording this on Monday, episode drops on Tuesday. You might have saw my Instagram story, which I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because by the time this drops, it'll only be there for maybe 2 more hours. So anyways, it was just, I put this Instagram story up after I had done some journaling this morning and really got to the guts of where I want to take this podcast. And the teaser there was a victor's mindset. And so I was like, oh, maybe I unpack that today. But I think that the idea needs to bake a little bit longer, right? There's so much there. And I want to make sure that I'm not procrastinating, right? And holding back from a sense of perfectionism that's not me. I just feel like this idea is so good that I want to make sure that we can journey it together and I'm not rushing it, right? I'm not rushing it. So I had this idea of like, come on and celebrate, hoorah, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to do that. And I thought about talking about the victor's mindset, but as I said, it needs to bake a little bit more. I don't want to pull it out of the oven too soon, you know? Turkey, thinking about Thanksgiving dinner. Then I had this idea of digging into some thoughts around buzzwords and phrases, which I'll get to that. I'll get to that. But it also didn't feel aligned for today, for the energy that I'm feeling for the week of Thanksgiving. And so as I was taking the dog out after work, I just kept mulling over, where do I want to take this? What do I want to talk about? What feels, I don't want to say most important, but like what's my gut saying, right? What's my gut and my heart telling me versus what my head's telling me and what I'm seeing other people putting out in this season? And three words kept coming to mind: evolution, transformation, and transition. And as I sat with it, and I wrote down some things that I'll reference here, but it really makes me reflect. I asked Siri, how many days is it until January 1st? And she told me 41. So I'm going to tell you 40 because this is launching tomorrow. So we are 40 days out from the new year. And we're in this season where there's sort of it's almost a chaotic winding down for a ramp up. So stay with me here. Chaotic because of the holiday, right? I don't think it has to be, but I think culturally we've created this chaos, right? Freaking Black Friday deals are already out. Listen, I did buy myself some really nice perfume this weekend and I'm like, woo, feeling it. So I benefited. However, it's this chaotic wind down to the end of the year. And it's like, you know, in the personal development space and the growth space, we start reflecting on our year. We think about vision boards. And please don't hear me say any of this is bad or wrong or anything like that, because I am here for some vision boarding and some goal setting and all of that. But I think we truly need to pair it with some intentional wind down, right? And intentional is just such the key word here. And this phrase keeps coming up that was said at the event that I was at a couple weeks ago. And a lot of people say this, like, be present where your feet are. And that's all well and good if we think about, okay, yeah, let me be in this moment. But how many of us are truly practicing being where our feet are in a general sense, but also as we think about this chaotic wind down to ramp up in the new year? And so I want to think about what does that truly mean, right? To be present where our feet are, especially when we're with our people, right? It starts with grounding, right? Where are your feet? What are you feeling? What are you touching? Are you truly present in the moment? Are we putting our cell phones away? Are we engaging in some deep breathing, right? Grounding in our body, being present in the moment. Are we making eye contact with the people who are talking to us? Are we being curious about the friends and loved ones that we're around that maybe we haven't connected with in a long time? Are we grounded? Are we curious? That's that relational piece, right? But I also want to encourage you to think about being present where your feet are in the self-reflection piece, right? In this season of wind down, outside of the chaos, time with yourself and for yourself. The dog is crying. Let's hope I can get through this before I have to stop and take him out. Hey, Jackson, you want to come up here? Be on the podcast? Okay. So a couple of questions here, and this might be a good time to pull up the notes on your phone, jot these down, write it down on a piece of paper. Oh gosh, that was a bad idea inviting him up here. Buddy, I'm on this podcast. I don't have any more treats for you up here. Okay, you want this? He likes to eat tissues, so maybe we'll see if that will quiet him for about 5 minutes. Okay, so here they are. This intentional reflection with you, okay? Who am I today compared to 6 months ago? Who am I today compared to a year ago? Right? Let's look at where we've come. Now, in the opposite direction, who do I want to be on January 1? Remember, if you're listening in real time, that's 40 days away. It might feel like a short amount of time compared to 365 days of the year. But I promise you, so much intentional shifting can happen in 40 days. But that key word right there, intentional. So who do I want to be on January 1? And what do I need to learn, challenge within myself, or confront to become that person? Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. I'm going to have to pause this and take him out and I'll be right back. But it won't be any time for you. Okay. Sorry about that. Where were we? I did the like super fantastic mother thing and gave him a pup cup, a frozen pup cup. So hopefully that will give us time and space here. Okay. So where were we? We were talking about this intentional winding down, right? Presently being with ourselves in reflection, right? In some of these questions. And you'll notice that I'm not telling you to take massive action, right? I think there's a lot out there right now about what do you want to get done before the calendar turns? Hoorah, hoorah, right? Like all of that. And that's part of it. But I truly believe that that action is almost meaningless if we're not doing the inner work. Okay, that's a super bold statement, but I'm going to stand by it, right? I work with people all the time who are taking massive action, and it's, you know, for whatever reason, right? Like, so many reasons, but we're not slowing down to understand what's going on inside, to understand what our body's telling us so that we can be rooted, we can identify healing that needs to take place, we can release blocks, right? So much blocked up. So I'm asking that you take massive internal action, right? To really be present with yourself. To get quiet, maybe you go out in nature to contemplate or journal about these questions, right? If you live where it's frigid cold, maybe you're going out for a quick walk and you're not actually going to sit outside with pen and paper because your hand might freeze. But if you're in a warmer climate, right, or, you know, you can appropriately tolerate the elements, get out there. Do some of this exploration in nature. It's so powerful. So, so powerful. And I really want you to fight this urge of having Instagram-worthy growth content, right? Quote unquote growth content. Because really all that is a square or a rectangle on a digital platform, right? That's not you. That's not the essence of who you are. When you do this deep work, okay? Evolution, transformation, transition, it's all wrapped up in that. We can truly see how we've evolved, see how we've transformed, see where maybe we need to transition or have opportunities, But we have to get quiet to truly know the depth of what's there and what's possible. So to honor the 100th celebration, I want to reflect back on some of those prompts as it relates to podcasting, right? And what I've learned in 100 episodes of podcasting. So if I think back to a year ago, gosh, I'm far more free behind the mic than I have ever been. The number of hours and time I would spend like outlining, and I used to script my episodes, and now I just get behind here and riff more than ever. And part of that is, you know, was it started out of a bit of necessity, right? And wanting to get messages out there, but not having the time and sometimes the energy to sit through and think about it, blah, 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 blah. But this is just more natural. When I come to the mic and I have a couple bullet points and I just let it flow, right? That's more of this conversation, that connection. And it's so freeing. And it's helping me find my voice differently than if all this stuff is scripted out, you know? And so I'm approaching it in that freedom, right? I'm approaching it in my way with my voice. I listen to so many podcasts and people laugh when they're like, they ask me what kind of podcasts I listen to. And y'all, it is legit across the board. And people at work often ask me for podcast recommendations. And I'm like, yo, I don't listen to sports psychology or psychology podcasts. Like, that's what I do on the daily. Probably a quarter of my subscriptions are related to The Bachelor. And they're like, what? So that, I think that's helping me, right? To see there's a diversity of approaches to podcasting. There's no one way to do this, which I think is really cool. And if I think about, you know, even compared to 6 months ago, I am so much more open to realignment, like realignment after realignment. I mean, we've had 3 different intros to this podcast, and who knows, there may be another one coming as I unpack this victor's mindset. And that's okay, right? I think one of the things that I'm recognizing that I'm challenging, that I'm continuing to challenge within myself, is that I spent so much time in a structured existence in school, right? That I had very little freedom to fully do me, right? I was there. My interests were there, and you know, elements of me were there. But there's so much of that academic that I feel has carried over into this space. And partially because I get on here and I'm like, hey, I'm Dr. Christine Jehu, licensed psychologist. Like, that carries some weight. And I think it has been boxing me in, obviously unintentionally, right? And I don't want to be boxed in, but I entered into this space as like, hey, we're doing this mental health podcast. And I was feeling a need that I felt was there. And, you know, when we think about transformation and transition, talking about mental health all day, every day, that's not me. That's not for me. I'm on a different end of the spectrum, right? That high performance piece. Yes, with a mental health lens, but I don't want to be talking about diagnoses all day long. I don't want to be talking about treatment all day long, right? I spent 7 years in graduate school doing that. And so one, you know, in that prompt earlier, right? What do we need to confront to become the person that we want to be on January 1st? And that's part of it for me is confronting and challenging the academic influence on me and how I show up. And I'm kind of really excited, really excited. So thinking about the podcast and like who I want to be on January 1, right? Because that was one of the other prompts. Who do you want to be? I want to be free. I want to have freedom yet focus, right? Not just going to ping pong. We're not going to talk about random shit. But I want to have that freedom to go down the, what's it, like the thread or the road that this takes us. I want to be excited and energized. Excited and energized. I always love getting behind the mic, but lately it's had a different tug or like a trudge for me. And not because I don't want to show up, but because of everything else going on in my life. And so over these next 40 days, I'm really going to work on healing, right? So that I can be excited and energized. And I want a full-on service mentality. I want these episodes to have high-level impact, to have high-level takeaways. Because it is such an honor, right, that you, one, subscribe to this podcast, and two, listen to it on a weekly basis. Like, that still blows my mind. So if you're going to put your time in, I want to deliver. I want to deliver through service and provide you with big, big impact and takeaway. And I need to be free to do that, free yet with focus. And I need to be excited and energized because you can feel it. I know you can feel it. I know, because I can feel it when I'm here. And so in order to do that, what I need to do, and I'll invite you to think about this the same, is I need to bring my emotion in more. I need to bring my emotion into my personal life more, into my work life more, and here. There's a part of me that has been cracked open differently here recently, and I'm feeling emotion on levels and depths that I don't know if I have ever felt this fully before, and like to my soul. And that's exciting, but it's also scary. It's also really scary. But I'm going to do my best. And so along with that, I'm going to lean into journaling more. I have this awesome journal that when I started writing in it in January, I was like, oh shit, this is going to be filled in 4 months. No, it's not. It's not. So I'm going to journal more to get in touch with my message, to get in touch with the emotions so that I can understand it and bring it to you. Healing. I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to heal. I'm going to really focus on healing. And I'm going to confront the fear of what others are going to think. I think that's one of my biggest underlying concerns that, you know, I still show up, but I do think about what others are going to think. Other people in my life, other professionals, other podcasters, people who have mentored me in some way, my family. Right? I wonder what people are going to think. And sometimes I censor myself. And that goes hand in hand with the emotion and this freedom, right? Is as I'm unpacking this in real time. So as I'm confronting my emotion more and understanding what's underneath it, it's this freedom of reconnection to myself and reconnecting to parts of myself that, one, I didn't know I was lost from, and two, some that I didn't even know were there. This is so powerful. And so I want to be in a place where, even if I'm contemplating what others are thinking, it doesn't change how I show up. It doesn't change how I serve you. It doesn't change the content that I put out, when I put it out, how I put it out. Right? Because that goal is that service mentality. It's not about me. It's not about what other people think. It's about the impact. The impact that this platform and Beyond the Couch can make in your life and in the lives of the people that you're connected with and that they're connected with, right? I hope that this podcast can have a ripple effect. And that's going to be my ask for you today. Help with the ripple effect. Share this episode, share another episode, just share the podcast with at least one person personally, and share with them why you think they'll connect with the message that we have here, right? Because this is about us. This isn't about me. This is about us and the message and the change and the impact that that we're all going to have on the world. Okay, so share it with one person directly. Here comes the dog. And then will you post it on your social media story? That would be so awesome. Let's get the word out. And you know, I started a podcast or a Instagram page for the pod. It is still completely empty. Honestly, that's going to be a focus in the new year, right? But the message has to come first. So you can tag it and you can tell your friends that it's for real, but literally it doesn't even have a profile picture up because I want to. Anyways, we don't have to get into all that. But what you can do to help me celebrate 100 episodes to, this sounds weird, but like to give thanks the week of Thanksgiving, is share this. Share it with one person, post it on your stories, tag me so that I can thank you, right? So that I can truly thank you. And we're going to keep getting after it. I hope you're excited to hear about this victor's mindset because, oh, it has me so pumped. Okay, friends, the dog literally needs to go real bad. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And until next time, we'll talk soon. And Jackson says, see you later. Thank you so much for listening in today. Will you do me a favor to help spread the word about the podcast? Take a quick screenshot of the episode and drop it in your Instagram story, sharing one of your biggest takeaways from today. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.